Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, oh, we got a good one. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg responds to Vice President Pence's criticism of him. You're going to want to hear that. Dame Emma Thompson gets her very own royal loo. You heard me. Bill Hader answers our bowl of interesting questions. He is hilarious and also laughs a lot. Average Andy surprises a very emotional fan of Average Andy. And Hozier performs a brand new song.
I'm Andy Lassner.
I'm Mary Connolly.
I'm Andy Lassner.
I hate you. I'm Kevin A. Lehman, and I'm 6'3".
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Welcome to Ellen on the Go.
Woohoo! Let's talk about Mayor Pete.
Here he is now, Andy Lassner. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Wow.
Hi, Andy.
Special entrance for Andy.
How are you? And let's talk about Mayor Pete.
I really liked Mayor Pete.
Oh, my gosh.
I liked him a lot, too.
Regardless of your political standing.
Correct.
To get where this guy has got at his age is insane.
Yeah.
Right.
Harvard-educated. Yeah.
Yep.
Rhodes Scholar,
yep.
Veteran,
yep.
Afghanistan, and something else. Seven languages.
Seven languages.
Just a real man.
Accomplished
of,
penis.
What?
Plays piano.
Yep.
Yeah.
A real man of faith.
A man of faith, yeah.
Mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah. And sort of came out of nowhere. Like, he was not a name people were discussing, and suddenly he's a name that's, you know, I think the Democrats have a giant qualified pool of people. It'll be interesting to see, but he's definitely going to be a formidable opponent to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's just calm.
Yeah, he's just calm.
Yeah.
He's not only calm, he's calming. I found him to be very...
Imagine having, and I'm not saying he's going to be the next president, because
he
probably won't. I mean, there's 18 Democratic nominees.
Yeah.
There's a sitting president who... You know, historically, the odds-on favorite to win an election is a sitting president for a second term. That's how it usually goes.
Yep.
But he's smart and he's calm. And just imagine having a president who doesn't wake up in the morning hate-tweeting his own government and his own people. Just imagine that. Like, he's just so... And he has no desire to talk trash on anyone. He just wants to do what he thinks is best for the people he represents.
Right.
It was so and he just won't be knocked off his opinions. Like, and he's in a way that's not stubborn. You just go, all right, well, he just agrees to disagree.
He has a very reasonable demeanor,
yeah.
And a very reasonable approach to how he seems to think, like,
yeah.
to solve problems and how to govern, which just makes it seem all less complicated.
You know, when Barack Obama was running for office in I guess, 2007, he was so compelling and so, like, charismatic in a way that was, like, subtle, and the fact that he was black was not really the lead about him, which at the time, as a 50-something-year-old American, I found that to be really incredible that he was able to achieve that wasn't the lead, right? And this guy, Pete Buttigieg, is openly gay.
Right.
And that's not really...
That's not the lead.
That's
either.
Not really a major factor in people's conversation and what they know about him or what they care about. He's managed to become, you know, one of the top Democratic candidates out of nowhere, total dark horse,
yeah.
Without that being...
Yeah, it was interesting. Even Ellen having him on the show, I think we were 6 or 7 minutes into the interview before Ellen even brought up the fact that he was gay.
Right.
Which, you know,
it's really fascinating.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to watch, and
it's not like, you know, you meet Kevin, you go gay, and it's the first thing. It's not. It's
I mean,
not
you
a
see
headline.
You see the tiara, and you go.
But yeah,
do you think it's because he doesn't fit, like, the flamboyant gay stereotype?
I mean, no. I'm sure that contributes.
That's part of it, but I think it's also that he hasn't made it a big part of his running.
Right.
He's not talking about, hey, I'm the gay candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not what he's leading with. And I think that, but that's an interesting question, I guess.
You know, I don't know. The answer for me is I don't know why. There's 350-some million people in this country, and they just haven't made that, you know, they just haven't made that the number one thing on their list of things to ask Pete Buttigieg. It's fascinating to
me.
Yeah,
I think that shows that we've taken a pretty big step forward.
He was here he was here recently with his husband,
mm-hmm.
who is super nice and really charismatic himself, and just a small group of people. He didn't come in here with a big entourage or a whole lot of fanfare.
I think it was like two press people.
He had two press
him
people
and his husband.
And his, he and his husband.
Yeah.
And,
which was impressive.
That'll change.
When does one qualify, Mary, for Secret Service? Do you know? Was it once they're... only once they're a nominee or before that? Or
I think once they're a nominee, everything steps up, right?
Right.
Then it becomes like... You know,
now we got to protect
a real, real big deal.
But I think before you get the Democratic nomination, he'll get
My guess is once he announces, there might be some increased level of what happens. And I guess by the time you're listening to this, he has announced his candidacy for
He's announcing on I think Sunday the 15th or 14th.
Yeah. So when you're listening to this, he probably has announced already.
He has already announced.
So yeah. I highly recommend going to your DVR and watching Ellen's whole interview with him, her entire interview. It was two acts of our show, and it was fantastic. But here's a clip of some of it. This is going to be one of the more compelling parts of the interview, which is he had made some comments about Vice President Mike Pence's stance on people who are underrepresented, on gays and others. And Mike Pence had responded, and he held his response to Mike Pence until he was on our show. This is that.
All right, so I want to get your reaction, because Mike Pence is said that you have been critical of his faith and critical of him, and you should know better, and that you're just criticizing him to get elected. So what would you say to that?
Yeah, I'm not critical of his faith. I'm critical of bad policies. I don't have a problem with religion. I'm religious, too. I have a problem with religion being used as a justification to harm people, and especially in the LGBTQ community. So many people, even today, feel like they don't belong. You can get fired in so many parts of this country just for who you are. And that's got to change. And if the VP, I'm not interested in feuding with the vice president, but if he wanted to clear this up, he could come out today and say he's changed his mind, that it shouldn't be legal to discriminate against anybody in this country for who they are. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, a lot of people, it's really a shame, too, because there is, you know, nothing wrong with religion, and it's really good for a lot of people, and it works for a lot of people. But religion is used sometimes to justify, they say, well, it says here in the Bible this. So, and I know you're a religious person, so what do you say to that, to being religious?
I mean, let me begin by saying I think it's important for anybody who steps into a political process to speak for people of any faith and people of no faith. So when I talk about my faith, it's not because I believe it should be imposed on others, but it does guide me. And when I'm in church, the scripture I hear is about taking care of the least among us. It's about lifting up those who are most vulnerable and visiting the prisoner and taking care of the sick and welcoming the stranger. That's what I get when I hear scripture. It's a message that is fundamentally about love and humility, humbling yourself before God and putting other people before you. And again, that doesn't have to be anybody else's understanding of religion, but it's where Christianity takes me. And that does have implications for how I behave in the political space.
That's great.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with this, with Mayor Pete.
I hope we get to see him again.
I do too.
Every year, parents face the same dilemma. My parents certainly faced it. What are we going to do about Eddie? What are we going to do with the kids this summer? You want them to be entertained, but also do something constructive and positive while they're off from school. Take them to Mathnasium. They offer fun summer math learning programs with highly flexible schedules. Studies have shown that kids lose as much as 6 weeks of learning over the summer, and math skills take the biggest hit. It's called the summer slide. Just a couple hours a week at Mathnasium can make all the difference, not only to help them retain what they've learned during the school year, but improve their problem-solving skills, critical thinking, and test scores as they head into the next. Mathnasium's engaging expert instructors and their face-to-face instruction make kids actually look forward to practicing math. And best of all, Mathnasium works around your schedule. Drop in to one of their 1,000 locations anytime.
1,000.
Don't let your kids suffer from summer slide. Contact Mathnasium today. Learn more about their great programs. Go to our special URL, mathnasium.com. mathnasium.com/Ellen or call 855-912-MATH. Learn more today. Mathnasium, mathnasium.com/ELLEN or call 855-912-MATH.
Now, someone who I was really glad to see who we haven't seen in a while, a couple of years.
British royalty?
British royalty, Dame Emma Thompson. So Andy and I have been doing talk shows, this type of talk show, for a very long time. So I think, Andy, you, like myself, probably have been on shows where we've had Emma Thompson on
yes.
a lot, right?
Yes.
I was on the Letterman show.
For years,
you were on the Rosie show.
Yeah.
Always,
yeah, we had her
always,
on Jenny a lot, too.
No, you didn't.
Always, always Money in the Bank. Great guest.
Like, fantastic.
Fantastic. For 25 years.
Brilliant actress, award-winning yes. actress. She comes in and she's just so cool and normal yeah. and fun and regular and mischievous.
Right.
There's a mischievousness.
And now she's here promoting a movie where she plays a late-night talk show host.
Yeah.
Which is...
And
which
she sort of has an Ellen-type haircut in it, which I thought was interesting.
She sort of does. But having just been given... Damehood?
Yeah,
I'm
dame,
not sure what
dame
you call
status.
It.
She was
dame
she was anointed a dame by Prince William.
Yeah, it seemed as though we should do something to help commemorate that,
and so we did.
And so Alyssa Cote, our producer, had an idea, and here's a clip of what we ended up doing.
Oh, it's
so sorry. I'm not Emma Stone.
Now listen,
it's been on my mind for some time.
I have to explain.
I hate to disappoint this early on in the proceedings. Okay, we're going to stop.
I stayed out until 7:30 last night, so I'm tired. I may not be able to even ask you questions properly.
No, it's fine.
But I know that you're a dame.
Yes.
And congratulations on that, that you're
you.
A dame. I've always thought of you as a dame. You've always been a dame to me, but so...
It's kind of sad, though, isn't it? Because when guys get this thing, they're called sir. Whoever it is.
Right.
And dame is different, isn't it? It's kind of,
right.
Here's the dame. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could be anyone. She probably drinks.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you don't go, wow, I'm this person must be someone
right.
of, who's, I don't know.
Although it could be worse. It could be broad. If you were like broad Emma Thompson.
Yeah, that's very, dame broad.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not even dame, just broad.
Just broad.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, now, when are you turning 60? Soon, right?
Monday.
I like those pants. You're turning 60 Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What is that like for you? Do you like it?
Well, yeah. It's difficult, isn't it? Well, you know what? I think it's interesting because you had your 60s, didn't you?
Last
and you
year.
Invited like a million people.
Yes.
So I'm going out with two people for supper. But the person I'm going out with, I've known since I was 16, and we did our first comedy sketch together.
Wow.
Yeah, all those years ago. I'll tell you what I think is interesting about 60, and I don't know whether you've had the same thing, but all the roles that have been imposed upon you by society since you were born, you know, from gender roles to mum, whatever they are, start to sort of fray at the edges, you know, because parents die and kids move on, and then you start to think, I wonder if I was any of those things, actually, or whether I was just sort of playing along.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a very interesting time to ask that question that I have never really asked because I always thought it was a bit lame, which is, who am I, actually?
Yeah.
And I think that's a very interesting time.
Yeah.
So this decade, I think, is going to be fascinating.
Yeah. I think it's important to ask yourself, who am I always? I think, you know, because you change. You change when you're 20. Who am I? Who are you when you're 30?
Mm.
But, yeah, I'm listening, actually, to a podcast that Oprah did with Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, wow.
And it's talking about roles we play and roles we take on, and
yeah.
we just cling to those roles. It's
yeah.
very interesting.
Oh, I must. Yeah.
Yeah, you should listen to it. But when you ask yourself, who am I, you could realize you're Emma Stone, which would be interesting
yeah.
to...
Yeah.
What would that be like? Because you said you've been thinking about it for a while anyway.
Well, absolutely. And she's just done a very good English accent.
Yes.
Maybe she's wanting to have me killed. And just sort of carry on.
Yes. I don't know why you're jumping to that conclusion, but...
I don't know.
Anyway,
something murderous rose in me.
You look fantastic, and it is a good time in life. It's a very good time.
Yeah.
Before we go to break, should I give her the okay, this is exciting.
Okay.
So you became a dame,
yeah.
which, of course, is a big deal.
Right.
But we are doing something for you... that we've never done for anyone here.
Yeah, I'm so worried. Now I know, because I know you. I know you. Last time I was on here, I was pole dancing.
I know you.
Seriously.
That was your choice. I know you. You had asked for pole dancing. But today, in celebration of your 60th birthday, we are dedicating... Oh, this is exciting. It's the Dame Edna... Dame...
Yeah. Emma Thompson Stone, not Edna.
Out till 7:30.
Oh my God. What were you actually doing? We are in a crack den till 7:30.
Yes.
God. Okay. Well, that's fine then.
All right, Dame Emma Thompson, Lou. Look at the. It's in the bathroom, and that will stay there.
Oh God.
Forever.
I like, and in that clip, you heard Ellen joke about being out till 7:30.
Yeah.
That was true.
Yeah.
Like, she jokes all the time about going to bed early, but she was out till 7:30, and, like, she felt foggy the next day.
And she was wrecked. She was absolutely wrecked that day for having been out until 7:30.
It was so funny.
Listen, we've been at this 16 years, and none of us are getting any younger.
Exactly.
Could listening make you a better parent, a better leader, even a better person? There's never been a better time to start listening on Audible. With Audible, you get access to an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and more. I love Audible. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, and now, with Audible Originals, the selection has gotten even more custom with content made for members. Eddie, what was the last book you listened to on Audible?
I just got one. I got this book by Saul Bellow. It's called There Is Simply Too Much to Think About.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Audible members can choose 3 titles every month. 1 Audible book and 2 Audible originals you can't hear anywhere else. Audible members also get access to exclusive audio fitness programs. Listen on any device, anytime, anywhere, at home, at the gym, on your commute, or just on the go. You'll also enjoy easy audiobook exchanges, rollover credits, and an audiobook library to keep forever, even if you cancel. Audible, the most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories, the best place to listen. Get started with a 30-day trial when you go to audible.com/Ellen or text Ellen to 500-500 and listen for a change. That's audible.com/ELLEN or text ELLEN to 500-500.
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader makes me laugh.
Yep.
I'm just going to say he makes me laugh too.
He killed me on SNL. Like, so funny on SNL. And now he's an Emmy Award-winning actor for Barry.
Right.
Which, if you haven't seen, is such a great show.
You, I think, Andy, were the first person to tell me about Barry, and you have been a champion of this show.
I just love it. And for those who haven't...
You loved it, and you were crazy about Henry Winkler early on.
Yes.
Those who haven't seen it, Bill Hader plays a hitman who stumbles into an acting class and decides he no longer wants to be a hitman, he wants to be an actor. However, it's not that easy to stop being a hitman.
Right.
And the people he works for are not going to let him stop being a hitman so quickly.
And he's just brilliant. He's brilliant, and he's funny, and he likes to laugh. And here's a clip of a really funny conversation between Bill Hader and Ellen.
We played a bowl of interesting questions with him, and here's him answering some of those questions.
I have this bowl. I don't know where it came from. Bowl of interesting questions.
Oh.
That's what it says right there. And so I thought I will read some, and you will... I don't know what they are. And we'll see if they're interesting and if you want to answer them. If you could only say one word the rest of your life, what would it be? Okay. That could be good or bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That works positively and negatively. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I don't know. The superpower to pick up a check, maybe at a restaurant, maybe. Other people pay usually. I'm an ass. Superpower to go out and be like, I'll get this.
Right.
I never do that. No, I'm joking.
Because people do it before you, or
no,
you
I just
avoid
I'm like,
it.
You should get this. I drove all the way to the east side for you, so you pay for the meal.
Yeah, I never go to the east side. That's the ticket.
Oh, that's a
yeah. I have like a 5-mile radius. I only stay. I won't go to the east side. I mean, there are people like, there's such a good restaurant there. I'm like, I'm not going to the east side.
No, so that's by the 405. No thanks.
Yeah, that's the Californians.
Yeah,
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, Phoebe Cates and Gremlins.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys remember Gremlins. Everyone go Fast Times. No. It was Gremlins.
Okay.
Massive crush.
All right, everybody write that down. If you could be someone else for the day, who would it be?
Ellen.
Yeah? Would you like to be me?
Yeah, I like to do this. I wish I had the balls.
Do you want to do this one day?
I wish I could, like Seth Meyers, you, I have friends who do this, and I'm always like, how do you, I don't know. It's just a real skill.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We hope so.
No, it's like really cool.
Yeah, but I think you'd be great at it. It's fun. It's being interested in other people and talking to them. Then you have to listen.
What?
Like that.
What'd you say? I want to do what you do.
Yeah. If you could be a contestant on any game show or reality show, which would it be?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I would like to be on Survivor just to, like, camp. You know? I think it'd be fun just to camp and, like, make a game out of it, you know? Right? Like,
yeah.
Isn't that what that show... I've never seen Survivor
before. Oh, okay.
Andy?
Andy?
Yes.
You're going to want to look up from your phone for a second.
Let's talk about Bridget, Andy.
So, yes.
Kev, explain the cameo of it all, and then we'll get into...
So, one of the writers, I think it was Adam, thought it would be hilarious to surprise Andy by saying we're going to put him on this website called Cameo, where you can get celebrities, and I'm using that word very liberally.
Clearly.
To record greetings for you or your loved ones as a surprise for, like, birthday wishes, anniversaries, whatever. So we put Andy on that without him knowing and told him live on the air.
Right.
And then we started getting these cameos flooding
and,
in.
And requests. People pay sort of on a sliding scale based on how famous
based on how
the
popular they are. Yeah. We started, Andy, at what was it?
$3, $4.
$4, I think.
Yeah.
And that worked our way up all the way up to $500, I think.
We did. Andy's a big
shot. To raise money for Ellen's amazing
And it all goes to Ellen's fund for gorillas.
The Rwanda gorillas.
And like the podcast, my take is 0%.
0%.
Yeah.
So
but you actually do it out of the goodness of your heart because the money goes to Ellen's.
Exactly.
Right, to the
and
Ellen
so,
fund.
And
so
you're
one
very
of
kind
the,
that way.
One of the cameos that Andy did was for a woman named Bridget, I think congratulating her on her anniversary with her boyfriend.
That came. He ordered it for her.
He ordered it for her as
a gift because she's a big fan of Ellen's.
She's a big fan of yours and Ellen's. And so the boyfriend recorded Bridget's reaction seeing Andy's cameo for the first time. And then we got a hold of that recording, and it was fantastic because this woman sobbed.
It was overwhelming to me.
At the notion of you talking to her through a video recording.
It is interesting, though. Like, when I am, which isn't that often, but when I do get recognized in public, there is this excitement for someone who has proximity to Ellen. Like, I think for any of us who have been on the show, like Kevin or Mary or Ed even, when you do get recognized, you part of that excitement is that, oh, you're someone who gets to be next to Ellen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of very cool for her, I think.
So we decided to surprise Bridget.
Yep.
Where we surprised her first with you.
We popped up on her screen.
With Cisco technology.
Yeah, at her house. And we popped up and she started hyperventilating. And then Ellen stuck her head into the shot and it just got more insane. And here's a little bit of that.
Bridget? Bridget? Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Andy.
Hi. Oh my God, you're so excited. Oh my God. Well, I think I know who your favoritest person is in the entire world, and she's here with me.
Oh,
hi! Hi, Bridget!
Hi, Ellen.
How's it going?
It's Ellen.
Oh my God! I've never been better in my entire life!
That's wonderful. First of all, I enjoy all your plants you have in your house. It's nice to have live plants in your house. It gives
thank you. Oh my gosh, talk forever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry.
So, all right, that was quite a reaction to Andy's cameo. You like Andy a lot, huh?
I love Andy.
Everything is your favorite. What do you like so much about the podcast? What's your favorite thing about the podcast?
My favorite thing about the podcast is that I feel like after listening to it every Tuesday and Thursday, I've gotten to know Andy, Kevin, Ed, and Mary, like, kind of well, and they feel like my friends now, and I talk back to them, and Andy's always like, welcome to Andy and Friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, classic Andy.
Yeah. It really is classic Andy. Yeah, I love my producers, and they make a very good podcast, and they talk about behind-the-scenes stuff at the show, so it's a very popular podcast. Yeah.
You've got to watch it on the show to see her full reaction. I mean, the woman, Andy, you brought her to tears.
Well, I mean, she couldn't be sweeter, and she really thinks...
Can I ask you a question? And this is honest. This is honest, and maybe this shouldn't be on the podcast, but it's, you know, we can always edit it out. How do you guys feel now that I used to be one of you, but now I'm a celebrity?
Oh, my God.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
How is that? I'm just curious.
Andy.
Yeah.
I have my own rash cream. Okay?
That is true.
So I think you and I are very similar status.
That is true.
Now.
I am genuinely jealous of all the attention that you get when all those people come up to you, like at Mammoth, and they want stuff from you.
Yeah.
And I will say this. I go to a lot of Kings games with Andy. Andy is a season ticket holder to the LA Kings, and he occasionally takes me. And it is really fun. We always have a great time. And he is like the mayor of that place. Like,
it makes me happy.
They really like it. And it's not just like the whole Kings organization knows him because he is kind of a celebrity, and he tweets about them a lot, and his affection for them and his promotion of them is never ending. But also the fans know. Like, it's really... it's kind of mind-blowing when you go with him.
It's like Kevin walking into his Don Kukos.
Don Kukos?
He walks in.
I was
he's
just
like,
there.
You're always there. What is your go-to dish? When someone... Here.
A margarita.
For any... Well, I know that. For those of you who don't know or may not remember, Kevin has a pretty regular place that he goes to constantly, which is called Don Kukos, and it's a Mexican restaurant / bar.
It's a Mexican restaurant.
The / bar is the more important part to Kev. But he really... is there a lot. Kev, when you go with someone for the first time and I say, Kev, what's good here? What do you recommend?
You got to get the tortilla soup to start.
Tortilla soup.
And then the Caribbean chicken salad I would go with if you're into something light.
What if you're like me and you don't care about calories?
Shrimp? Probably not.
I do now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, the spicy shrimp tacos are amazing.
Are they?
Yeah. Let's go get some after this.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Okay. We have a meeting. And it seems like we're going to do something a little different on the podcast today, and we're going to play a musical performance.
Oh, really?
Really?
Which
one?
Wonderful lad from my motherland, from Ireland.
Jersey?
No, that's my hometown. This is the motherland, Mary. This is where my people come from. All the way from Ireland.
South Philly.
Here's a little performance by Hozier.
Our next guest just released his first album in 5 years, and it's no surprise it debuted at number one, here to perform Almost. I love him so much. Please welcome Hozier.
Burned out from a joyride. She likes to roll here in my ashes anyway. Played from the bedside, Stella by starlight. That was my heart, the drums that start off night and day. The same kind of music haunts her bedroom. I'm almost me again, she's almost you. I wouldn't know where to start with music playing in the dark. But still my foolish heart, don't ruin the song. Tell me who and I'll be thanking them. The numbered lovers of Duke Ellington. Do I owe each kiss to lip and cheek as soft as chicken sing? Let's get lost and let the good times roll. Smoke rings from this paper door blow sweet and thick till every thought of it don't mean a thing. I got some color back, she thinks so too. I laugh like me again. She laughs like you.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yay.
If you're celebrating Easter this weekend, he has risen. Yes. If you're celebrating Passover, happy Passover. He has not.
Maybe lay low from noon to three. Just
look for the Afikoman.
Yes, exactly. Good luck finding that.
Andrew, any words
have the
of
best
Passover?
Weekend.
Happy Passover.
Four glasses
may it be
of
a
wine.
Meaningful Passover, and may we all celebrate, Jewish or not Jewish, freedom from any oppressions we may have, either personally, professionally. I have a professional where I feel a lot of sort of pressure to carry you guys along with me.
Oh,
but there's some people in relationships, some people are battling addictions. Whatever your freedom is, I wish it for you. Kevin, the food, just everybody.
That's
have
why.
A great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Subscribe today
you
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.